USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump rolls out a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers.
This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars.
The president was then asked about convicted terrorist John Walker Lynn being released from prison on Thursday.
Am I happy about it? Not even a little bit.
The Justice Department has hit WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange with Espionage Act charges, significantly escalating the legal fight against a high-profile activist. Thursday's revelation of the 18 additional charges filed in the Eastern District of Virginia mean Assange could face significantly more prison time if found guilty. A $19 billion disaster aid bill is headed to the House after passage in the Senate by an 85-8 vote. The bill is expected to be signed by President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
President Trump is feuding with Democrats as well as his former Secretary of State. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump again calling his former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, quote, dumb as a rock, tweeting on Thursday morning that Tillerson was totally ill-prepared and ill-equipped to be Secretary of State. That after in a closed-door House hearing this week, Tillerson reportedly said that Russian President Vladimir Putin out-prepared Trump during a key meeting in Germany, and he says that put the U.S. at a disadvantage. Trump arguing in his tweet that Tillerson made up the story and argued that he was very well prepared and the meeting had great results. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Stocks are tumbling at the close on Wall Street over renewed trade fears. At the closing bell on Thursday, the Dow lost 286 points to close at 25,490. The NASDAQ fell 122 points. The S&P lost 34. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More than 4 in 10 respondents to a new Gallup poll say that socialism would be a good thing in the United States. The survey released earlier this week found that 43% of respondents said some form of socialism would be a good thing for the nation as a whole. Now, 51% did say that socialism would be bad for the country. Historian William McClay reminds us of one thing.
Well, you know, not everybody means the same thing by the word socialism. I mean, if you look at the Gallup poll, it's clear that the meaning has shifted over time from a sense of socialism as government ownership of the means of production to government providing people with basic needs and showing compassion and embracing all of humanity. That's very nice. It may not really be in practice what socialism is if you look at the historical record.
As far as changing the perception of socialism, McClay tells Fox News,
well, one of the ways is by teaching history, because if you talk about socialism and capitalism and other isms as abstractions and make decisions about what you prefer based on that, you're getting a very abstract and incomplete picture. But if you look at the historical record, if you look at the record of what capitalism has accomplished in the Western world and particularly the United States, it's astounding.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.